Welcome to Bergonomics, demystifying economics with Ross McDowell.
Monopolies, where would we be without them? In 100 seconds. Without monopolies, you wouldn't have phones, air travel, or a stable banking system. Australia, in 1901, had a population of only 3.8 million people, too small for private phone companies to build a profitable landline network. So, our first federal government established a monopoly telephone company providing Australians with telecommunications. The same for airlines. Our tiny population wanted to travel over what is the sixth largest country in the world. It was never going to be profitable for private carriers. So, in 1952, a policy allowing a two-airline oligopoly provided Australians with reliable air travel for the next 38 years. Australia has a four-pillar banking system. It provides higher home ownership than the US. The big four banks can't go broke like US banks, so provide unequalled financial security for our economy. The same story goes for energy companies and supermarkets. Then, over the last 30 years, Australia's population grew, and these monopolies were deregulated, opening them up to competition. But here's the kicker. Consumers are still dependent on these companies because of their dominant market positions. Many deregulated monopolies struggled to change their entitled mindset toward consumers. They employ crafty lobbyists, convincing government not to take action against them. But when enough consumers scream blue murder, governments announce one of the many inquiries, all royal commissions, to force these companies to change their ways. For more on monopolies and restrictive trade practices, join myself and the original consumer watchdog, Professor Alan Fells, on the Misleading and Deceptive Conduct Bergonomics podcast.